The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. A bombshell show with bombshell information. Wow, how FBI Director Chris Wray was bought by China. That's the accusation that is really coming across. More than an accusation, it's just a series of facts that makes it come across that seems to explain why Christopher Wray is who he is and why he does the evil things that he does. And why he would take part in framing people on January 6th. It really explains his character more than anything else. I want to say welcome to the FBI agents that are still monitoring the show. We really appreciate it. And we're happy to bring you a show to help you learn a little bit more about your boss. Maybe this will have something click. Oh, this makes sense. Now I know why Chris Wray is that way. Well, hopefully this show does that for you. So thank you for the FBI agents who are monitoring this, because you will really enjoy this show. All right. You know, it does seem like China really owns everybody in Washington. We know that there was money given to the Biden's family through China. We said this before the election. I said this on my morning show back then when I had my local morning show. I was telling my local audience, you vote for Joe Biden, you're voting for the Communist Party of China. That's what you're doing. He's bought and paid for by China. We know this. Even before the election, we know this. It wasn't known after the election. We knew it before. And the Hunter laptop was out before the election. It doesn't matter if people, I didn't know. Yeah, people did know. They didn't care. I hate that. If the American people had known about the Hunter laptop, they did. They didn't care. Oh, no, there was a blackout in the media. No. The grassroots, the people, it was talked about everywhere. If you didn't know about it, you purposefully were hiding from that information. Give me a break. No matter what the media, in trying to black it out, denied it. So they openly talked about it by saying it wasn't true. Once the media openly says the Hunter laptop isn't true, shouldn't someone who's never heard of it been curious, what laptop? What are they talking about? I'm going to go on the internet and see what that is. Wouldn't you do that? Yes, most people would if they didn't really understand what it was about. So it is a bunch of bull crap that if people had known, the election would have changed. First of all, it wasn't a fair election. Donald Trump won in a landslide. The election wouldn't have changed. Donald Trump won in a landslide. So nothing would have changed. Don't get me started on that. That frustrates me. I got to get to the bombshell information. People are waiting. But it does seem like China is owning everybody in Washington. You may ask the question, how? Before I give you this, how does China own everybody, it seems like? It's so simple. Everyone in Washington, D.C., they worship at the altar of money. They hate America, and they love money. Well, it doesn't take much for the Communist Party of China to realize, oh, here's a whole bunch of people that hate their own country, but they certainly love money. If we give them money, they will do things to destroy their own country. They already want to destroy their own country because they hate everything it was founded on, and they hate the Christians that live in the country. All we have to do is incentivize their hatred. With money. They don't even have to change their belief system. It's not like we have to go in there and indoctrinate them into changing what they believe. They already hate America. We'll just come in and pay them off. We'll financially incentivize them to do the things they already kind of want to do anyways. That's why it's so easy for China to have so much power and control over your politicians, because your politicians want to hate America. A lot of them do, if they're in the Democrat Party, for sure they do. And if they can be paid off to do it, wow, why wouldn't they take money to do it? It's that simple. It's not that complicated. But it is a little more complicated with Christopher Wray. This I had never heard before. This was on Real America's Voice, Grant Stinchfield's show, as Stinchfield Tonight. And wow, this is really amazing information. Take a listen.
Christopher Wray, there's indications from your organization that he may be compromised. He was Miles Guo's lawyer early on, and then what happened with that? Tell me that story.
Well, Christopher Wray, he was a partner with a big law firm, King and Spalding. This is a big law firm, and they do a lot of business with the communist China. So Christopher spent 12 years working for King and Spalding before he was named as the FBI director in 2017. And according to the law.com, there's an investigative reporting showing Christopher Wray received $14 million from King and Spalding since 2016. And so he was Mr. Moscow's lawyer before he was lured by the CCP. You know, the CCP always become the highest bidder. So the CCP's vice chairman, Wang Qishan, has a global conglomerate called HNA. And this is the company that has been, you know, purchasing a lot of international hotels, airlines, and properties, including Hilton and Park Avenue office building and Deutsche Bank. I mean, this is a really CCP's global expansion. So King and Spalding, where Christopher Wray was a partner, they accepted a multi-billion dollar contract from the CCP kleptocrats, Wang Qishan, to represent HNA globally. And that's why he discontinued the service with Mr. Mao Zedong because of the conflict of interest, because Mao Zedong is CCP enemy number one, and Christopher Wray cannot represent CCP kleptocrats and CCP enemy number one at the same time.
Yes, let me reemphasize. I'm going to give you, Grant Sinsfield summarizes it beautifully, but I'm going to summarize it too, just to pound it into your head. Christopher Wray can put on his resume where it looks like he's actually fighting the Communist Party of China, because he's, as a lawyer, representing one of their biggest enemies. But remember, being a lawyer and representing someone has nothing to do with where you actually really stand on something. Lawyers will do it just for money. And when more money came and he had a conflict of interest, he basically sided with the Communist Party of China and left the guy who was the number one enemy of China in defending him as a lawyer. And he was only doing it not because of principle, for money, as we know. Everyone knows Christopher Wray worships at the altar of money, and he's someone who cannot stand Donald Trump and Donald Trump's Make America Great Again. He's against making America great, clearly. Donald Trump appointing Christopher Wray always baffled me. I knew that guy was a snake. The day he was appointed, I was like, what is Trump doing? This guy is awful. I already know he's awful. And I don't even know anything about him, and I could tell he was going to be a snake. But Donald Trump was, the biggest flaw is when he first came in, Donald Trump thought, and a lot of people would have thought this if they were in Trump's position, Trump was never a huge political guy. Donald Trump thought that I'm going to bring in a whole bunch of people from the Republican Party, and that should be good enough. That'll be safe. Into his cabinet, into his administration, not knowing that these people aren't really Republicans in the Republican Party in Washington, D.C. They're there to stop the Republican agenda from going. They're there to work for the globalists. They're there who really believe what Democrats believe, but they probably ran in their districts because it was easier to run with an R in front of your name and they had no moral standards. And so the Republican Party is full of fake conservatives. That's why we say conservative instead of Republican, because there's a lot of people that will run as a conservative, but they really aren't. They're just doing it. Again, money, power and money. That's why we get all that. And they're the ones that tricked Donald Trump into putting in Christopher Wray. And Donald Trump appointed a lot of people like that, being tricked by the rhinos. But the rhinos started revealing themselves more and more and more and more. But they did their damage. Okay. So Christopher Wray seems to be compromised by Chinese money. And he will do just like Joe Biden would do, just like the Clintons will do. They hate America. They will do anything for money. And if China's going to pay them, they would backstab this country in a second. But we don't even have to have proof of Christopher Wray backstabbing America with Chinese money. Christopher Wray backstabbed America by allowing his FBI to frame Donald Trump and never doing anything about it. When all the information came out that the FBI did conduct a political coup against Donald Trump, Christopher Wray didn't hold a single person responsible and did nothing. That shows you something. Christopher Wray currently has shafted American patriots and framed them on January 6th as he had his people, his informants, actually doing the attack on the Capitol. He actually attacked our own Capitol trying to frame Donald Trump supporters. That's all you need to know about Christopher Wray. So now this makes sense that that type of man would also be a man who would be willing to take all sorts of money through the connections that the CCP has through corporations and law firms. But it's all really people serving at the altar of the Communist Party of China for money. Here's Grant summing it up again.
Nicole, let me get this straight. So Miles Gua gets arrested by the FBI, the DOJ, is thrown into a federal prison. Meanwhile, the guy that leads the FBI was Miles Gua's lawyer at one point, working for this organization, only to be bought out so he could no longer be Miles Gua's lawyer, the CCP enemy number one. So a high-ranking CCP member, his company, can come in and pay off this law firm. And now Christopher Wray goes on to be the FBI director. This just stinks to high heaven. No wonder Marjorie Taylor Greene wants him impeached.
Absolutely. So this raises a very fundamental question. Should the American lawyers whose career and bank accounts that had been enriched by the CCP and CCP kleptocrats to be named as FBI director or judges or federal prosecutors or any public officers serving we the people? The answer is no. Because America should decouple from the CCP completely, starting from the justice system. There are over 100 American law firms having offices in communist China. They're doing a lot of business in communist China, in the lawless country. How does the American law firm practicing law in the lawless regime? Well, they don't bring rule of law and freedom for the Chinese people. They don't defend the Chinese people's fight against the CCP. They represent the CCP.
That's right. And should these people be holding positions? No. How does Christopher Wray pass any vetting to even hold his position after this information? He couldn't, unless the people already doing the vetting are already compromised themselves. Like the entire Department of Justice. How about the White House? How about the people running the FBI? The people doing the vetting? They're going to vet. And the vetting is not what you and I think. They vet conservatives to be ousted. You have connections to the Communist Party of China. You can move up is all the way to FBI director. But if you're conservative and you have any connections of supporting Donald Trump, and everyone knows this is true, especially going forward, can anyone move up in the FBI or any department in all of our government, and pick any government agency run by the federal government? If you're a known Donald Trump supporter, can you move up through the ranks? No, not possible. Never again will it ever happen that someone, especially a Trump supporter, because you can find people who truly love America that way. The people who voted for Donald Trump were Democrats and Republicans. What it showed was, who are the people that actually love America? Those are the people that supported Donald Trump. And what you're looking at is the division of people who hate America versus the people who love America. Most of the people who hate America are on the left, but many of them are elected Republicans as well, as we know. So it's not really about Democrat or Republican. It's whether you love America or not. And the few Democrats that actually do love America, and there have been some, have come over and did come over onto the Trump train. But a lot of them have realized they were deceived and they will never go back to the Democrat Party. Never in a million years. They might not go to the Republican Party. They might be just Trump supporters. but they are people who love America, and they're not going to be part of this evil political tool of the Democrat Party ever again. Thank goodness that has occurred. The problem is they've already overthrown the federal government. I say that all the time, and people wonder, if the federal government's already overthrown, then why do I feel like I still have some freedoms and I'm still going out to the movies and going out to eat? Because you don't have a complete overthrow in America when you overthrow the federal government. America's made up of states. It is so hard to just completely overthrow America by overthrowing its federal government. The federal government actually has the least amount of power. People don't realize that. The states have the power, and the states loan its power to the federal government. You actually have to overthrow all the states as well. And that's what makes it very difficult. And that's why you don't feel like, well, if they've overthrown us, why don't I feel like this is already communist China? You can feel that it's getting there. You can feel our justice system's two-tiered, our courts are corrupt. You can feel it. Here's where you'll feel it a lot more. In a state where they've also overthrown the state. Where's that? New York City. New York, the state. And remember, they overthrew Cuomo in that state. They have totally taken control. The most wicked, evil people in America that are communists at heart run New York, and the wicked, evil people run the federal government. And where are they persecuting Donald Trump the most? New York. Where are they charging him without even a crime? They don't even list a crime, but they charge him and indict him. New York. Where do they try to find him convicted of being accused of assaulting a woman and rape and with no evidence whatsoever, and yet they still reward her $5 million in a civil suit? New York. That's why. That's a state that is overthrown combined with the federal government. Then you see it. And that's what they want in every state. That's what they want for America. Now, Steve Bannon asked a huge question. If all of our government agencies are basically completely overthrown with people who hate America, and they're all being rewarded financially for their evil deeds, and they're going to always say, screw you to us, and we don't have any power really to stop them right now, what can be done? Take a listen to this question. I love Darren Beatty being honest about this as he answers the question.
Given what you saw up on Capitol Hill today, given the fact that Comer is the chairman of the most one of the most powerful committees on Capitol Hill, he sent a subpoena over to Ray and they just totally blew it off. Given that they've moved the IRS group that was investigating Hunter Biden, the apparatus is not only not going to cooperate. We know this from the SARS report over at Treasury. They've had it since 2015 and haven't told anybody about it. Didn't tell anybody at the chain of command that should know about it. Given that they suppressed the laptop from hell, it's obvious and evident. And you look at the pencil neck Durham, who's part of the system under Barr, nothing's going to change and they're not going to cooperate. What then, sir, is our path forward?
You know, that is a really, really difficult question, because I think, you know, there's so many pretty little answers that I think people want to hear about, oh, we just need to, you know, fight back. We need to crush. Of course, we need to fight back. The reality is we're in a condition of extreme awareness. Now we know about the January 6th Fed insurrection, despite the fact that they're revoking security clearances for reading Revolver.News. People do read it. People have learned the truth about this and so many other things, from the Hunter's laptop to the COVID situation and so forth. We know what's going on. We know the agenda. We know who the criminals are to a great extent. So we have maximum awareness, but we have virtually no accountability. Maximum awareness, minimal accountability. And again, there are so many kind of glib answers that you can give of, oh, just subpoena, just go tough, go this or that. But the reality is the actual leverage points are fairly scarce. And we need to kind of be honest about that, I think, and work from where we are.
Thank you, Darren Beatty. Because people get mad at me when I say this. Your country's overthrown, and we do not have leverage, and there is a two-tier justice system. And if you try to get them next time, we'll get them in the next election. You don't have fair elections. Hello? You're not going to get them in the next election. I mean, I even see that from people who say, even Steve Bannon, who talks all about the elections and what happened in 2020. And then he'll be like, but 2024, Steve, we did not fix the election process. Why in the world did we go to all paper ballots? Is that what happened? Do we have full accountability? Are we going to be able to stop them from shutting the elections down and at midnight stuffing the ballots yet again? Are we going to stop them from the early voting? Are we going to stop them from the dead people and the illegal aliens voting? Is that all going to stop in 2024? No. That's the truth. So you ain't going to win by getting them in the elections. You're not going to impeach them. The Department of Justice and the FBI are compromised, and they're going to uphold criminals and go after innocent people. Well, what are you saying, Ben? Give up? No. Maximum exposure. And that's what's happening. Expose it all. And why expose it all? Because it is God who is truly exposing it, not us. And God is exposing it all because judgment is coming to America. Can you see it? Do you not understand? Trump isn't going to save you. I'm not going to save you. I'm going to expose the evil deeds. Trump is the biggest exposer of America's evil people ever in the history of America. Trump just walks out and rhinos appear and show their true colors. The Democrats show who they really are wherever Trump goes. Why? Trump is being used by God so that your eyes can see that when America is judged, and I'm not talking about a slight little smack, smashed by God, you're going to understand. These people deserve to be smashed. You need to get right with God so that God protects you. I'm hoping God pulls us out and then does the smashing. But I don't know what he's going to do. God can protect me through the smashing if he wants. He can do whatever he wants, and he can protect every single one of his children if he wants to. I think he will, actually, however he decides to do that protection. But he is going to smash these people, and they need to understand they've gotten away with nothing. Let me give you a verse that I saw today. It was actually the verse of the day that I was looking at, Isaiah 10, 1 verses 2. And I said, wow, this is so appropriate for the show that I'm doing. Woe to those who make unjust laws, to those who issue oppressive decrees, to deprive the poor of their rights, to withhold justice from the oppressed of my people. Who is the Democrat Party and the Rhino Party and the globalists? Who are they oppressing? God's people. Woe to them. His judgment is coming. They've gotten away with nothing, and their destruction is coming, and it's going to come at the hands, sadly, of our enemies, but it's coming. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I don't know when, just so you know, guys, I don't know when the destruction. This could drag on for years and years. It just doesn't feel like it will drag on for like 10 years. I don't think it will go that long, but I don't know. See ya!
Hey guys, hit the subscribe button right now.
Hey guys, straight from the New American Magazine, the essential source for freedom-loving Americans, obviously, you gotta check out Beyond the Cover. What is that? Well, the New American Magazine, of course, has a cover, and you wanna go beyond that, right? But beyond just the cover story, but all the articles in there, you will find interviews and deeper insight from the people who contribute to the New American Magazine. And go deeper and beyond the cover. That's with host Gary Benoit. So go ahead and check it out right at thenewamerican.com. Go now.